Thank you, gracious Father, for this time we have together with you above everything else. Lord, we just commit this time into your hands. I commit this message into your hands. I pray for your anointing upon me, Father God, as I delve into this message, Lord, that it will be honor to you and peace and comfort to your people here. So, Father, thank you for this day. Thank you for your people. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
This morning, I want to delve into something very different than what I usually do. I want to share three things that Paul is saying in our epistle lesson for today that are important to each one of us, like who we are, what is our task, and what motivates us. Who are we? We are God's set free, forgiven children. We are people who deserve punishment and judgment for our sins. But the wonderful news of our Christian faith is that we don't receive what we deserve. Isn't that great? Namely, God's punishment and his judgment. But rather, we are set free and forgiven because another one has taken on himself the punishment we deserve and the judgment that we deserve from God for our sins. And the other one is Jesus, God's beloved Son. For God so loved the world. That is exactly what God, through his Son, Jesus Christ, did for you and I. And for the whole world, indeed. Jesus suffered and died for our sins. And this is how Paul puts it in 1 Corinthians 5:15-13. I pass on to you what I receive, which is of the greatest importance, that Christ died for our sins. And here in our lesson, Paul spells out, for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all. That those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died and was raised again. Further, Paul emphasizes that we are linked to Jesus by our baptism and our faith in Jesus as our Savior. We are now new people. Indeed, we are forgiven people, and we are at peace with God. No, we are more than that. We are people who have God living in us with his Holy Spirit. And God's Spirit in us makes us new people. People who want to love are empowered to love in a different way. Paul again emphasizes this point in 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. That we have a wonderful future ahead of us. Where? In heaven. 2 Corinthians 4:14 says, we know that God who raised the Lord Jesus will also raise us with Jesus and present us to himself with you. So what is our task? The task that God has given to us as his children, what we are all about as a church and as God's people. Sometimes we are tempted to think that we are all about being a club of like-minded people, a club of God's forgiven people who meet together and encourage one another. Sure, we do all that. But that is not our primary task. Our primary task given to us is not to be a club, but rather to be a life-giving people to our community. So what does God want us to be? He wants us to be all about caring for each other and all about reaching out to the lost in our community. In fact, the primary task that God has given us through his Son, Jesus Christ, is to go out and make disciples of all people, to seek the lost, and to be a life-giving people. I pray we will never forget our task as Paul reminds us in our lesson today. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come. The old is gone, the new is here. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, all this from God, who reconciled us to himself, to Christ, and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. That God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting people's sins against them. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. In 2 Corinthians 5, we are therefore God's Christ ambassadors. And though God were making his final appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf to be just that. What is an ambassador? An ambassador is someone who represents a country and speaks on behalf of its leader. We are God's people, his ambassadors, who speak on behalf of Jesus and God. We are Jesus' presence in our community and the world, by our actions and our words. If we don't speak to those who are lost, then they will remain lost and separated from God. That is our primary task as individuals and his church, to be ambassadors for Christ our Lord. And what is our motivation? The love of God, compassion for the lost, and gratitude to God for rescuing us. Just as Paul says in our lesson today, for Christ's love compels us, because we are convinced that one died for all, and therefore all died, and he died for all. And those who live no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and raised again. Literally, Paul writes, the love of Christ compels us, it grips us, it should grip us, and controls us, and rules us. Faced with Jesus' overwhelming, almost incredible love for us, how can we not respond in gratitude to our Lord? And it is gratitude to him, living a life for him, and being anxious to do things for him, who has rescued us and changed our lives. That statement right there is very important to me, because of where I was 42 years ago in the world. I didn't care about God. I didn't care about anything but me. But he compelled me to love him in such a way to do what I'm doing today. Not because I wanted to, because I had a lot of arguments with God over being a minister, being a priest, going to college. I had a deep argument with him. And guess who won? Here I am. Our motivation is how we live our life, should not be what's in it for me, but rather love and gratitude to Jesus. It was the gratitude that to Jesus and love for Jesus that has motivated many Christians down through the centuries to go out into the world for him, to suffer all sorts of indignities, hardships, and pain for him, and to simply go out of the way to help those in need. For him who died for their sake and was raised to life, that was Jesus. We are to be those who recognize that Jesus gave us his all. Everything he had, he gave it to us. For one simple reason, to save us. For us to be able to go to live with him in eternity. That was how much he loved us and still loves us today. And as Franz I say, after what he did for me, there isn't anything that I would not do for you people or for the community. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.